Laura Davis Collins. I grew up in southeastern Virginia, going to church and singing harmonies on hymns with my sister. My favorite thing to do is to sing harmonies. Because of that, I played in band in middle school and high school, and I played bassoon and really loved that, like playing in orchestra. And then only really started playing in front of people when I moved to Nome.
Collins sings and plays bass with the trio. She lives in Nome, where they all met. Guitarist Matthew Johnson is a bit nomadic, but spends time regularly in Nome.
I started playing music pretty young, not young enough in my opinion, but I think I was pretty obsessed with music at a young age and started driving mom and dad crazy with it. Here we are 30 years later now, and loving playing with these two folks.
Lauren Carroll met the other musicians when he was living in Nome, but he's since moved to Homer.
I grew up south of Kansas City, Missouri, out in the country. And then I moved up to the city like a lot of people do. But I didn't pick up an instrument until 2007 when I bought this 1996 Flatiron. So I started to play more, but it's really when I got off the jet, moved to Nome in 2009. I played more music with folks in my first week there than I ever had before. There was a lot of music going on and still is.
Carroll plays mandolin for the group. He says the music scene in Nome encourages experimentation.
Small, tight community. So it makes me like more comfortable getting out there and like experiment with dissonant tones or do something that's not quite conventional or to just reach out a little bit.
The area brought us together, and like it continues to inspire our music. We've got to play while there were some amazing storms going on around us.
Johnson says they played together the first night of Typhoon Murbach, which hit Nome in September of 2022. The three have only played as a trio twice before, but they say it was such a magical combination, they've been hoping to recreate it. Carroll describes how they chose their name. They were playing a gig at the Gold Dust Saloon in Nome.
And I was like, man, this is like where I want to be, the kind of music I want to play. And Matt's blowing me away. I'm more familiar with Laura's music at the time. And we played this really, really long gig. And we stopped him. It was like summer, long summers. And we're facing north, so the seawall is behind us and the sea's behind us. And we stopped for a second and the sun was shining in. And this dust was in the air, twirling like this and sparkling like dust. And we're in the Gold Dust Saloon. And I was like, oh my God, that must be why they call this place the Gold Dust Saloon.
After a restaurant fire, the building where they once played in Nome is boarded up. But Johnson shares a recording of the performance.
I do have some audio of the three of us playing at the Gold Dust in Nome, which is pretty sacred these days, considering the gold dust is probably no longer with us.
The three musicians may no longer be able to visit their namesake saloon. They might not all live in the same place anymore, but in Petersburg, they'll play together again. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.